Hello and good afternoon. This is Greek Music Express brought to you by the Voice of Greece. Our imaginary train is driven by our sound engineer, Stefania Tsakiri, and by myself, Hercules Kanon. This week is dedicated to the revival of Rebetiko in the 1980s, and today we'll be focusing on the contribution of an exceptional Rebetiko band. Welcome aboard Greek Music Express. Our destination, Rebetiki Kompania.
Απόψε το μπουζούκι σου, θα στο μαλαματώσω. Ρίξε την πιο γλυκιά πενιά κι αν πάθεις και καμιά ζημιά, τσιτσάνι μου, εγώ θα στην πληρώσω. Ρίξε την πιο γλυκιά πενιά κι αν πάθεις και καμιά ζημιά, τσιτσάνι μου, εγώ θα στην πληρώσω. Απ' της γυναίκας στο ταλκά να φύγω να γλιτώσω. Παίξε να βρω παρηγοριά κι αν πάθεις και καμιά ζημιά, τσιτσάνι μου, εγώ θα στην πληρώσω. Παίξε να βρω παρηγοριά κι αν πάθεις και καμιά ζημιά, τσιτσάνι με το πόνο μου καρδούλες θα ματώσω, για τη σκληρή της την καρδιά αν κάνω και καμιά ζημιά, τσιτσάνι πληρώσω. Για τη σκληρή της την καρδιά αν κάνω και καμιά ζημιά, τσιτσάνι μου, εγώ θα την πληρώσω.
Rebetiki Kompania comprised Dimitris Kontogiannis, Giorgos Kontogiannis, Manolis Dimitrianakis, Giorgos Papadakis, and Yannis Karvelis. Renowned Rebetiko analyst Gail Holst notes, during the years since 1975, the Rebetiko have been the subject of considerable popular and scholarly interest. Books, articles, and academic papers have been written about the music. Hundreds, perhaps thousands of recordings and re-recordings of the songs have been made. Films have been shot, broadcasts made, ensembles formed to play the music in Europe, the United States, and Australia.
Κρίσανε για σένα. Πόσο βαριά είναι τα σίδερα, τα σίδερα. Είναι η καρδιά, είναι η καρδιά μου σήμερα. Κι αυτά όλα τα βάσανα που τραβήξα κοντά σου, μια μέρα θα γίνουν φωτιά να κάψουν την καρδιά σου. Πόσο βαριά είναι τα σίδερα, τα σίδερα. Είναι η καρδιά, είναι η καρδιά.
Research into the Rebetiko is still hampered by the lack of reliable sources. This is true of most areas of popular culture in Greece and the late Ottoman Empire, and encourages researchers to speculate or focus on the hard evidence we have. The recordings themselves, record catalogues, photographs, literary descriptions. Unfortunately, recordings are made for a market that already exists and do not represent the original context of the music, and there are only a small number of interviews and autobiographies of Rebetiko musicians, and I regret not having interviewed more musicians when I had the opportunity.
Γιατί γυρνούμε στην Αθήνα, να γιατί πάντα τα κοπανώ.
Γιατί έχω εγώ μεράκι,
Έχω μέσα μου σαράκι για μια όμορφη κοπέλα π' αγαπώ. Μπραμάν αμάν, για αυτήν εγώ θα τρελαθώ. Γιατί παίρνω απ' τη γειτονιά σου. Να γιατί σε παίρνω στο κοντό. Γιατί με κάνες μικράκι και έχω το διπλό φαρμάκι για μια νύχτα που σε γνώρισα κι εγώ. Μπραμάναμα, ζαλιστικά θα τρελαθώ. Γιατί γυρίζω με τα μάξι. Να γιατί σιγά σιγά περνώ. Για να σου γλυκό φυλάκι, για να φύγει το φαρμάκι. Για τεσένα κοπελιά μου αγαπώ. Ραμάν αμάν, στο ξαναλέγω σ' αγαπώ.
Subjects have aroused such controversy in Greek cultural life as the Rebetika songs. The debate about the Rebetika has been long and passionate. The music was viewed by many in bourgeois Greek society as oriental and outmoded, a relic from the Ottoman period with which many modern Greeks wished to sever all ties. For left-wing intellectuals, there were serious questions about the moral content of the songs and their effect on the morale of the working classes. Musicologist Vasilis Papadimitriou, to take one example, claimed that the songs eroded popular music and, spiritually and psychologically, polluted the people. Other left-wing critics claimed that the Rebetika was an expression of a marginalized working class during the interwar period.
Δεν θέλω τέτοια μια ζωή, ο χάρος να με πάρει.
Γιάννη Μαλάνης Κουκαράς Δευτέρος, σας το λέω. Για δυο ματάκια ψεύτικα μέρα και νύχτα κλαίω.
Για δυο ματάκια ψεύτικα μέρα και νύχτα κλαίω.
Γιάννη Μαλάνης Κουκαράς Δευτέρος, σας το λέω. Συντροφέ πιστές ήμουν να θα μένεις, αυτή την ψευτική ζωή να μου την εγλυκένεις.
Αυτή την ψευτική ζωή να μου την εγλυκένεις. Μουζούκι συντροφέ πιστές ήμουν να θα μένεις.
Gail Holst continues her analysis. If we could summarize the conflict about the Rebetiko, we would have to say that, like many other phenomena in this small and proud nation, the songs were admired to the extent that they were seen as Greek and despised when considered foreign. References to drugs and the underworld were viewed by the opponents of the Rebetiko as part of the Ottoman legacy, but few critics knew or cared that many of the songs were simply Turkish tunes with Greek words, despite the fact that quite a number of the songs written by Vasilis Tsitsanis dealt with the world of the hashish-smoking rebetes. He was credited by some for having rescued the songs from the depraved milieu of the hashish dance and brought them into the true province of the Greek soul, as their elements were incorporated into the music of middle-class composers. Some Greeks lamented the gentrification of the rebetika. One such figure was Ilias Petropoulos. The virtue of the songs for Petropoulos was precisely their shady nature and connections to the marginalized and the criminal world. The controversy about the rebetika focused initially on the Café Aman music and later on the Piraeus style, and it is still alive today, despite the general acceptance of the songs as the basis of much of Greek popular music.
Είναι ο βασιλέμα σωστό την ώρα που νυχτώ. Σκυφτώ στο δρόμο μου, το δρόμο μου, καημός με μαραζώνει. Τραβώ σκυφτώ στο δρόμο μου, το δρόμο μου, καημός με μαραζώνει. Το κορμί μου και το μαραζί ρίζωσε βαθιά μες στην ψυχή μου και το μαραζί ρίζωσε. Ρίζωσε βαθιά μες στην ψυχή μου. Με δερνούνε πολύ και κάθε ώρα που περνά, τα νιάτα μου τσακίζουν. Και κάθε ώρα που περνά, τα νιάτα μου τσακίζουν.
Within the circles of rebetika scholars and enthusiasts, issues of chronology, terminology, and methodology are also debated. There are still serious gaps in our knowledge of the origins and early evolution of the genre, despite considerable research into the historical background of the rebetika. We're not even sure if the word rebetika is of Turkish origin, as my early informers confidently asserted. On the subject of when the term was first used, we are equally in the dark. The earliest instance of the term rebetika as a designation for a particular type of song may have been on the labels of records pressed in the US and England in the 1930s. Of the rebetiko revival can perhaps be said to have begun around 1960. In that year, singer Grigoris Bithikotsis recorded a number of songs by Marcos Vanvakaris, and Vanvakaris himself made his first recording since 1954. During the same period, writers such as Ilias Petropoulos began researching and publishing their earliest attempts to write on rebetiko as a subject in itself. The bouzouki, unquestioned as the basic musical instrument of rebetiko music, now began to make inroads into other areas of Greek music, not least due to the virtuosity of Manolis Hiotis. From 1960 onwards, prominent Greek composers such as Mikis Theodorakis and Manos Chatzidakis employed bouzouki virtuosi such as Manolis Hiotis, Giorgos Zabetas and Thanasis Polykandriotis in their recordings. Of the rebetiko revival can be said to have started in the beginning of the 1970s, when LP reissues of 78 RPM recordings, both anthologies and records devoted to individual artists, began to appear in larger numbers. This phase of the revival was initially, and is still to a large extent, characterized by a desire to recapture the style of the original recordings, whereas the first phase tended to present old songs in the current musical idiom of Greek popular music, which is folk music, laiki musiki. Many singers emerged and became popular during that period. It was during the 70s that the first work which aimed at popularizing rebetiko outside the Greek language sphere appeared, and the first English language academic work was completed. Thank you.
Περνούσα και σαν την κρίσα ψηλά στα παραθύρια. Περνούσα και σαν την κρίσα ψηλά στα παραθύρια. Και τότε πια καμάρωνα τα δυο σου μαύρα φρύδια. Και τότε πια καμάρωνα τα δυο σου μαύρα φρύδια. Επήγες άλλη γειτονιά κι εγώ τρελός γυρίζω. Επήγες άλλη γειτονιά κι εγώ τρελός γυρίζω. Με παίρνει το παράπονο κι αν όφελα δακρύζω. Με παίρνει το παράπονο κι αν όφελα δακρύζω. Να σε βρω στη γη στην οικουμένη. Που να γυρίσω να σε βρω στη γη στην οικουμένη. Γιατί έφυγες και μ' άφησες με την καρδιά καμένη. Γιατί έφυγες και μ' άφησες με την καρδιά καμένη. Ξενίκιασε το σπίτι σου και έλα στη γειτονιά σου. Ξενίκιασε το σπίτι σου και έλα στη γειτονιά σου. Όπως και πριν να σε θωρώ απ' τα παραθυρά σου. Όπως και πριν να σε θωρώ απ' τα παραθυρά σου.
During the 70s, a number of older artists made new recordings of the older repertoire, accompanied by bouzouki players of a younger generation. Yorgos Mouflouzelis, for example, recorded a number of LPs, though he had never recorded during his youth in the 78 RPM albums era. The most significant contribution in this respect was perhaps a series of LPs recorded by singer Sotiria Bellou, who had a fairly successful career from 1907 onwards, initially under the wing of Tsitsanis. These newer recordings were instrumental in bringing Rebetiko to the ears of many who were unfamiliar with the recordings of the 78 RPM era and are still available today as CDs.
Εκατό δραχμές την ώρα παίρνω τσιβαέρι μου. Εκατό δραχμές την ώρα παίρνω τσιβαέρι μου. Πες της μάνα σου πως θέλω βράμα να μάνω, να σε κάνω τέρι μου. Πες της μάνα σου πως θέλω βράμα να μάνω, να σε κάνω τέρι μου. Θα σου χτίσω ένα σπίτι γύρω με σκαλώματα. Θα σου χτίσω ένα σπίτι γύρω με σκαλώματα. Να ανεβαίνεις να μου κάνεις βράμα να μάνω σκέρτσα και καμώματα. Να ανεβαίνεις να μου κάνεις βράμα να μάνω σκέρτσα και καμώματα. Θα σου τηγανίζω ψάρια με μπατζάρια σκορδάλια. Θα σου τηγανίζω ψάρια με μπατζάρια σκορδάλια. Θα παίρνουμε όλα τα βράδια βράμα να μάνοχ με ρετσίνα και βιόλια. Θα παίρνουμε όλα τα βράδια βράμα να μάνω με ρετσίνα και βιόλια. Τώρα με το ένα ρε θα σου πάρω καναπέ. Τώρα με το ένα ρε θα σου πάρω καναπέ. Κάρι θέλω από σένα βράμα να μάθω, θες κουκλάκι μου τόνε. Κάρι θέλω από σένα βράμα να μάνω, πες κουκλάκι μου το ναι.
An important aspect of the revival of the late 60s and early 70s was the element of protest, resistance and revolt against the military dictatorship of the Jinda years. This was perhaps because rebetiko lyrics, although seldom directly political, were easily construed as subversive by the nature of their subject matter and their association in popular memory with previous periods of conflict.
Το φαλήρο που πλένεσαι, περιστεράκι γένεσαι.
Περιστεράκι γένεσαι, στο φαλήρο που πλένεσαι.
Χθες με το μαγιό, για σου τσαχπίνα μου μαριό.
Για σου τσαχπίνα μου μαριό, σε είδα χθες με το μαγιό.
Στην αμμουδιά με άλλον ήσουν αγκαλιά.
Με άλλον ήσουν αγκαλιά, στη θάλασσα στην αμμουδιά.
και εμένα ούτε μια ματιά δε μου ρίξε σκληρή καρδιά.
Δε μου ρίξε σκληρή καρδιά και εμένα ούτε μια ματιά.
Rebetika, in its original form, was revived during the junta of 1967-1974, when the regime of the colonels banned it. After the end of the junta, many revival groups and solo artists appeared. The most notable of them included Opisthodromiki Kompania, Rebetiki Kompania, which we have been listening to today, Babis Tsertos, Agathonas Iakovidis, and others. Today, Rebetiko songs are still popular in Greece, both in contemporary interpretations, which make no attempt to be other than contemporary in style, and in interpretations aspiring to emulate the old styles. The genre is a subject of growing international research, and its popularity outside Greece is now well established. Some of the musicians and singers of the genre include Babis Tsertos, Babis Goles, and Agathonas.
Έχω μια μικρούλα βαρκά με κουπιά και με πανί. Και ψαρεύω κάθε βράδυ μόνος με το παραγάδι. Και τα ψάρια που θα πιάσω θα πουλώ στην αγορά. Και τα ψάρια που θα πιάσω θα πουλώ στην αγορά. Ξυπόλυτος γυρίζω, μη με βλέπεις και γελάς. Τη γυναίκα που θα έχω, ξέρω να την προσέχω. Και τα κέφια της να κάνω, μην κοιτάς που με ψαράς. Και τα κέφια της να κάνω, μην κοιτάς που είμαι ψαράς.
Greek immigration to the US started towards the end of the 19th century. From then onwards, and in the years following the Asia Minor disaster until immigration became restricted in the mid-20s, a great number of Greeks emigrated to the United States, bringing their musical traditions with them. American companies began recording Greek music performed by these immigrants as early as 1896. The first Greek-American recording enterprises made their appearance in 1919. From the latter years of the second decade of the century, there exist a number of recordings that can be considered as rebetiko a few years before such songs began to appear on recordings in Greece.
Από καιρό να σ' αντέξω δεν μπορώ. Μες στα χέρια σου να γίνομαι σκουπίδι.
Industry in the US came to play a particular role from the mid-30s onwards in recording rebetiko lyrics, which would not have passed the censors in Greece. This phenomenon came to repeat itself during the period of the Greek military junta of 67-74. A notable example of American recording studios permitting some bolder lyrics can be found in an LP by Apostolos Nikolaidis, released in 1973. Releasing this album in Greece, with its overt references to various aspects of drag use, would have been impossible at that time. It's worth noting, however, that the censorship laws invoked in Greece by Metaxas were never officially revoked until 1981, 7 years after the fall of the junta. A further characteristic of American Greek recordings of the time was the recording of songs in the Anatolian musical styles of rebetiko, which continued in the US well into the 50s. Even songs originally recorded with typical bouzouki, baglama, and guitar accompaniment could appear in Anatolian garments.
Πώς θα περάσει περάσει η βραδιά και πως θα ησυχάσω. Που σκέφτομαι εσένα, ναι, μην τυχεί και σε χάσω.
After World War II, beginning in the early 50s, many Greek rebetiko musicians and singers traveled from Greece to tour the United States, and some stayed for longer periods. Prominent among them were Yannis Papaioannou, Manolis Chiotis, Vasilis Tsitsanis, Iordanis Tsomidis, Rosa Eskenazi, Stratos Paiumgis, Stavros Dzouanakos, and Yannis Tatasopoulos, of whom the latter three died in the US. Bands like Rebetiki Compania, which we have been listening to today, honored and continued their legacy, acting as a transmission belt for the Rebetiko among the younger generations.
Φαντάζεσαι σαν πριγκίπεσσα πριγκιπές.